wants this. Another adventurer come to challenge the succubus queen. You've done well to make it this far, but your journey is now at an end. Step forward and meet your... what the fuck? You again. Satan's balls, boy. How many times do I have to beat you for you to take the damn hint? This is why I hate you, heroes. You just don't stay dead. Did the goddess set upon one of those save points just outside of my dungeon for you? Typical. Look, we've been through this how many times? It's obvious you can't beat me. Why don't you just go outside and kill a few dozen more slimes or something and come back when you're strong enough to make this interesting, yes? Unless... Are you actually trying to lose at this point? Are you so enamored with me that you want to see how many times I can drain you dry? If that's the case, I can certainly oblige. Oh, look at you. Even just calling you out like that is enough to turn you into a stuttering, blushing mess. You're blushing like an innocent maiden, even after I've violated you so many delicious times. Oh, you'll defeat me this time, will you? And what brilliant plan do you have to succeed where you failed so many other times? Did you bring friends again? I enjoyed playing with that cute cleric you brought last time. Or maybe you got some new equipment. No, that sword's the same one you had before. And your armor is the same. Oh, but that amulet is new. Let me get a closer look. And stop waving that sword around. At least learn how to swing it properly if you're going to keep trying to beat me. Swordsmanship of that level might work on the brain-dead orcs I have as help in this shithole of a dungeon, but you'll need to be much better than that if you want to land a hit on me. Let's see here. Oh, this is an amulet of chastity, isn't it? I haven't seen one of these for a long time. I'm impressed. Guarding your mind against my seduction magic was a good idea. It's a pity it won't work. Oh, yes. I'm sorry to say that there's a very, very big flaw in your plan. You see, those amulets only guard against supernatural lust magic. Sure, it can protect you from my spells, but that's not the issue, is it? I haven't even had to use my magic the last few times we fought. Each of those times, my natural charms were more than enough. And I can tell they're already working on you again. You haven't been able to take your eyes off my tits since the moment you stepped in here. Did you think I wouldn't be able to see that lovely bulge straining against your pants? You can try to deny it, but it's obvious what you want. You want me to beat you. You want me to drain you dry again. I really can't blame you. I am a demonic personification of lust and sensuality. And being drained to death by a succubus is said to be the most pleasurable sensation in the world. Of course, the cost being death is enough to put off most people, but plenty of men still give themselves to a succubus, willing just for the sake of that single moment of unimaginable bliss. Even knowing that it will lead to their death. But you have a fortune anyone would envy. Being drained to death isn't the end for you, because you can just come back and try again. You get to taste that pleasure over and over and over. I know you want to experience it again. After feeling what I can give you, nothing else could possibly satisfy you. no human woman could ever compare. So, why don't you drop that sword and just let me give you what you want? I suppose I could just physically beat you and rape you, but I don't think you're that masochistic. Neither of us enjoyed the times when you forced me to go that far. Just let me take that horrible, useless weapon away from you, and we can avoid all that.
Drop it.
Good boy. See? I know I had to be a bit rough with you sometimes in the past, but I can be sweet, too. And you can be honest.
Honest.
We don't have to continue the same farce we've been going through to get what we want. You want me to drain you.
Drain you.
So, let's just let it happen. Go on. Tell me what you want. Tell me you want me to drain you.
Tell me.
Say it clearly now. If you don't speak up, I won't know what you want me to do to you.
Say it. Good boy.
Then I'll give you what you want. You really can't resist me, can you? One touch of my lips and all your resistance is gone.
Gone.
Let's get you out of those clothes. Oh, the amulet. You don't need that anymore, do you? You've already given it to me, so why bother with something useless like that? Good boy. Now there's nothing to get in the way of both of us getting what we want. You're so hard for me. So ready to be drained. Just lie back and let me get on top of you. You always seemed happiest being underneath me. How does it feel? Being right back underneath me again, being drained. Feeling my pussy wrapped tight around your thick, aching cock. Feeling me slide up and down your full, throbbing length. What a pathetic excuse for a hero you turned out to be. Most adventurers who make it to me at least put up a fight. I barely did anything, and you just gave yourself to me completely. You're just too horny and weak to be a real hero. Why did you think someone as pathetic as you could be an adventurer anyway? The goddess chose you. Oh, you poor, naive boy. She chooses a lot of people. That bitch is so desperate for fighters, she'll make anyone who can pick up a sword her chosen one. What has the goddess ever done for you, Besides restoring you to life from all of these horrible deaths, what has she ever done for you? That's what I thought. Serving her is getting you nowhere. So, why not serve me instead? You obviously can't cut it being an adventurer, so why not try being my slave? Your real place in life isn't fighting monsters for the sake of some bitch who won't intervene until after you're dead. Your place is right where you are right now, under me.
Slave.
You know it's true. This is exactly what you want. You want to be mine. Why else would you be so happy right now? You long to give yourself to me, so do it.
Do it.
Swear to be mine.
Mine.
Swear to serve me.
Serve me.
If you do it, I'll give you all the pleasure you want.
Pleasure.
You may think you've experienced everything a succubus has to offer, but you haven't. Not even close. As my slave, I could do things to you that others would only dream of. I can fulfill your darkest, most secret fantasies. Secret. And it would be so easy for you. All you have to do is swear to be my slave.
Slave.
And you get all of that pleasure.
Pleasure.
Do it.
Do it.
Give yourself to me.
Do it.
Yes. Oh, yes. Good boy. My good boy. You're mine now. All mine. Oh, you can't escape now. The goddess won't protect you now. If I were to drain the life from you now, nothing would protect you. But you don't care anymore, do you? All you care about is the pleasure I'm giving you. All you care about is how good my pussy feels wrapped around your thick, needy cock. You're completely lost in lust. So overwhelmed by pleasure that you can't even think. So consumed by desire that you could come at any second. Do it, slave.
Come
for me.
Come.
Give me all of your delicious seed,
come.
Just like you have so many other times before. Come
for
your new mistress. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Come.
Oh, yes. There. Let it all out. Let it out deep inside me.
Good.
Don't fight it. Just let me drain you. Let me take everything you have.
Everything.
Oh. That was so delicious, dear slave. Just look at you now. You're completely helpless.
Good boy.
Body slack underneath me. Eyes glazed over in lust. It would be so easy for me to drain the last bit of life left in you. But where's the fun in that? I can get so much more use out of you. It's not like horny adventurers are hard to come by, but a fallen hero of the goddess is certainly a prize worth keeping. You'll be a wonderful slave, and if you're a very good boy, I might even consider making you my pet.
My pet.
Would you like that, hero? Oh, we are going to have so much fun together.